Friday morning on the East Coast, Thursday evening on the West. I am George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney, who is sunning herself in 85-degree temperatures in Hawaii. And I thank you for tuning in, and she will be back with you very shortly, that's for sure. And, you know, paybacks are you-know-what. For those of you that listened to last night's show, when I tried to get her in segment hour number four of the show, and the phone rang off the hook, so I just decided, okay, no problem. And I woke her up at 6:30 in the morning while she's in Hawaii. Thank you. Yes, that's right. I did do that, and I got the answer on it. Dude, it's 6:30. She says, no, it's not. It's 11:45 here, and I'm in my 11th hour of broadcast binging. What were you doing? We tried to get a hold of you. She said it never came through. Yeah, okay. Because you were on the beach in the limbo, drinking volcanoes and whatever else you do in Hawaii. But nonetheless, one more day with me, and then she'll be back with you. So hang on in there. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot of fun. There'll be a lot of guests as well. Some surprise guests are coming on. And if you can hang out for a few hours, those of you driving, you'll enjoy the show. And West Coast, it might be a little hard to listen to an East Coast accent with an East Coast attitude. I understand that, but one thing I enjoyed today was watching Tiger Woods play golf, and I love it this time of the year because, look, we're rock solid. Everything's concrete outside. The snow is just you're never going to bang into that right now. We've been in a deep freeze for about, all of January, of course, but right now it's a little more than it's been before with our temperatures floating around zero and then minus, which, you know, you people need to realize 32 degrees is freezing. So when it's zero, it is 32 below freezing. So don't, you know, yeah, I know it seems colder to you when they tell you it's like 32 degrees below zero, you know. But regardless of all that, zero is 32 degrees below freezing. It's cold. That's the bottom line. And everything's white here. Everybody's car takes a beating. It's salted. You can't go wash it. Well, if you were, you'd be a fool to do so anyway. You'll never get in it later. It's just, you know, no chlorophyll. And we go through this each and every year for those of us and those that live, you know, in the northern part of the United States. We're used to it, but doesn't make it any better, I don't think. That's why a lot of people go to different places during the wintertime. Soon, this spring will be here soon, but I like watching the beginning part of the PGA Tour because they play in California and Hawaii, and I get to see green. Believe it or not, we get 3-4 months without it. Everything's brown, and when the snow falls, it stays. So, and then everything starts closing in on you. It's not as wide open because the snow banks keep closing in and closing in, and you're driving down the four-lane roads that get down to about three, and yeah, the world changes a little bit. Yeah, I guess when you're younger, you go through the seasons, it's fantastic and stuff, you know, and we do appreciate it. I know Southern California, I was reading, I mean, every day's the same day. Do you get bored? No, they don't get bored. They enjoy knowing that it's going to be 75, 80 degrees with sunshine. So I enjoyed watching that today. It's not too often I can come on the air and actually talk sports. I mean, like scores and stuff. I mean, I do morning drive, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm honored by Kate asking me to sit in for her for a few hours to have a little fun. I truly am. It's truly an honor for having her. She could have picked anybody, you know. She knows a lot of people, and she's a professional. So I really appreciate that a lot. I don't take it for granted, that's for sure. But to give out sports scores at midnight on the East Coast, are you kidding? Denver 80, Portland 70, they're in the third NBA with 7 minutes and 20 seconds left. For those of you who just have to get your NBA, I'm keeping my eye on what's going on in the National Hockey League. Nashville and Vancouver 1-1, that's in the third. Hey, listen, Anaheim, just so you know something, when you do go to sporting events, I think for the most part, up here in the East Coast, of course, everything's about the Patriots. Now, I was not born in this particular New England area. I was born in New York City and born and bred there and raised there. So I grew up with New York teams as I was a kid. and watch them all along. So I'm not a Patriot fan. I have no Patriot gear. I do happen to work in a station. We have three stations, ESPN New Hampshire, and then my own talk radio station. And right on the other side of the glass, I got to hear these guys going at it all day as well. And, I'm an enemy in their camp, actually. But all eyes and everything and all attention's on that. And it's good sometimes for me to give an outside perspective on it because I'm not a fan. They're really harsh. Not harsh, not as harsh as New York media may be on their teams. But what they are is negative. They can't find anything good about anything. They're going to find something bad and they're going to continue to pound it to the ground. I'm on the outside looking in all season long, especially with the Red Sox last year, going, this team's good. You know, I don't know what your problem is every day, talk radio, this guy's that. I said, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, this team is poised to go on and win the World Series. You know, I'm on the outside looking in. They don't get it. I don't get it either. But look, when you come down to it, you go to a game and you spend the money that you spend today to go watch a game, and it is not cheap to do that. Honestly, we all know that. Hockey games are not cheap, especially if you're sitting down close to the rink. Football's not cheap, basketball's not cheap, so forth and so on. So that all you can ask for is that when you go to a game, to win the big one, that's the greatest thing. All right, that's the biggest accomplishment. But for me, you come home with a win. That's what it's all about. You pay $300, $400 for a family to go watch a game. You come out of there with the team losing. That is a bummer day. Yeah, for the kids, and that's what it really is all about. I didn't know anything about it when I was a child, but I sure as heck had fun. I didn't know what my dad was spending and this, that, the other thing, but I had fun. And if that team won, I was on fire all week as a kid. And as an adult, same thing. It's when they lose, it's a bummer. And I said to the guys as they were all, moping around here with the productivity about zero because their team got beat by Denver, I said, you have nothing to complain about at all. There wasn't a game that anybody went to, no matter what the weather was like, that you guys lost when you went to Gillette over here to watch the paint. They won every game at home. Well, what's the problem? Anything else is icing on the cake. Okay? And then that brings me to this Anaheim Mighty Ducks, which, of course, I have fun with the name of that team. Hey, look at this team already. They played 52 games in the NHL season. They are 20 wins and one loss at home. Now, come on. Who cares what goes on with them there? You go out to watch a game there, there's a good possibility you're coming home with a win. And nothing could be better than that. That's an unbelievable record right there. Now, let's see if they can pull this one out here tonight. Now, you have to look at it like that. For instance, they have one of the worst teams in basketball up here, the Celtics. They can't buy a win at home. And, the traffic in the wintertime with snow and those of you out there around the country that go through that to watch your teams play, it's an ordeal. And if you don't, and if you go into the Super Bowl, you'll know what I'm talking about by the time that's over. go to a Boston Celtics game right now in downtown Boston and, and come out of there with that team getting whooped again. That team's pathetic at home right now. 9 wins and 12 losses. We have a lot to get to this evening. When I hear that music, it says, shut your mouth. Okay, I will. I'm filling in for Kate. I'm George. It'll be hard to do that. I'm going to be with you until 4 a.m. God bless you.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Morning. I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney. America Tonight, got a fantastic guest on here, Dr. Julie Ann Cooper. She is the president, owner of Liberty Harbor Academy. We're going to learn all about it. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. You get me up early here.
Hey, you know what they say. You can't hoot with the owls if you want to soar with the eagles.
Right. And the early bird gets warm.
Yeah, not in the 2-degree weather. He gets nothing. He gets concrete in his beak. That's what he gets. Hey, let's start with what is Liberty Harbor Academy?
Well, Liberty Harbor Academy is a private school, private nonprofit school, you know what? I need to go back a little bit. My husband and I taught at the university level for 25 years, and we have watched over the last 25 years the quality of the kids coming into college just go downhill. And the number of reports and things that we were seeing where they actually did a study that showed that sophomores in college, something over 50% of them actually know less after 2 years of college than they did when they graduated from high school.
Go ahead. Okay. Well, let's go back to you for a minute. We'll talk about you. You have a master's, a PhD, you're president of this, president of that.
I have a couple of masters. I have a couple of masters.
Oh, of course. I know. We're just waiting for the book, you know.
I know.
Well, you're very knowledgeable. I find you just a great person to have a conversation with about everything, especially on the history of where we are and
schooling in general. And you've carried on the traditions the best you can up at your Liberty Harbor Academy. But the hot topic across the country right now, and with what I'm learning a lot, which is very difficult. This has been a very difficult challenge for me to research Common Core. And the reason why is because for me it's convoluted in so many areas. I can't get the good, I can't get the bad, I don't understand it. The word sounds nice.
Yes, it does. And it sounds like, oh, isn't it wonderful if we could get all students in the United States to have the same set of information so that we could trust that everybody has had a common education and they can talk about the same things and they know the same material.
Right. So when you hear it, it sounds it sounds like, oh, this is a great idea.
Right.
But on the contrary.
On the au contraire.
Yeah.
It is a disaster. Because what the other side of it is that instead of teaching, because once you teach kids to think, they're not going to adhere to the doctrine without making waves. And I'll give you an example that goes back into history. You can trust that, right, with me?
Yes.
The church never really wanted people to read the Bible. And, in fact, people were burned at the stake. The first person who translated the Bible into English was burned at the stake because the Bible was in Latin, and they trusted people who knew Latin to be able to read it. But you couldn't have everybody willy-nilly reading the Bible, because there's some stuff in there that, you didn't want to take literally.
Right.
So the idea that you can give everybody access to all learning and have them teach themselves is going to create a whole bunch of free thinkers, people who don't really follow doctrine real well. So if Common Core in this country, and what we've been watching, what the progressives have been doing to this country since the turn of the 20th century, if you're going to have a population that will adhere to a set of doctrines that are being imposed upon them, then you cannot have thinking kids. And you also can't have kids who know their own history. Because if you know your own history, you know that that's not what this country was.
Hmm.
So by taking a number of steps over the last 100 years, the progressives have managed to get rid of history in the schools, or they have rewritten it to show how awful America is. They also undermine the
Tell them to give you something.
Yeah, I got some water here.
Well, you know, you've been through a little bit of a health scare here for the last week. It's got me a little nervous as well. I mean, we're not going to tell anybody where you're broadcasting from right now.
No. If you have a whole bunch of people who don't know where they came from, don't know what the country was built on, think the founding fathers were terrible men, and
the Constitution was written by a bunch of wackos.
Right. Mm. And it's not really valuable anymore because it doesn't work in today's society.
Right.
Then what are these kids going to hang their hats on? Where are they going to say they are? Who are they? and what can they believe for their own future? You start playing with the past like we've been doing, and both the present and the future are in jeopardy. Mm. Thomas Sowell said that. You play with the past, you play fast and curious, can I say, with the past, you really put the present and the future in jeopardy.
Mm.
And we've done that on purpose. So Common Core is being instituted in order to virtually turn our young people into robots.
Yeah, right, and that's what we're afraid of, and that's why you talk about Common Core. And you need to know, you know it a little bit more in depth than the average person has the time to do so, but there are words that have been taken out. They've replayed history to make it more common, that you and I would have never been able to grow up with and learn. We'd never be where we're at right now because of it, if that was the case.
Well, they're actually saying that America is one of the worst things that ever happened to the world.
Mm.
that the Tea Party, the original Boston Tea Party, were terrorists. And they're using these kinds of words.
Yeah.
Well, and books, the parents should look at what their kids are bringing home from school. Because if it says in the book, on the front of the book, aligned with Common Core, then you really need to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, aligned. Yeah, okay.
Yes, aligned with Common Core.
Yeah, well, now, at Liberty Academy, in which you're a professor there and the president of... Liberty Harbor Academy. What did I call it, the academy?
That's okay, doesn't matter.
Well, that's in Hollywood.
Yes.
What do you teach there?
Well, I teach history.
What do the students get out of Liberty Harbor Academy after they graduate?
Well, we teach at the college level. So our kids are getting the kind of education that they would have gotten in the 50s if they went to a liberal arts college. And why the liberal arts? Why teach the liberal arts? Doesn't mean we don't teach science and math. I mean, everybody says, well, what about science and math? We have lots of science and math and chemistry and physics and all those things. But if you don't understand the liberal arts, if you don't know the products of the human mind and the human history, then you don't have the sense of where you fit as a human in the picture.
When are you going to start correspondence classes on Liberty Harvard Academy?
Well,
I mean, because everybody in the country is listening, maybe they want to be interested. They're not going to drive out here.
Well, it's really, really important that we get these off the ground. We get Liberty Harbor Academies off the ground around the country. We need to have an educated group of kids who don't have to go to the liberal colleges, don't have to take on the debt that's happening in the colleges, have the ability to think for themselves, to make decisions for themselves, to teach themselves what they need to know, and get on with their lives. Well, Thomas Jefferson went to college at 13.
I'm up against the clock, I mean, because it's not, I'm filling in for Kate, so she's got a very strict clock. They'll throw me off the air if I don't pay attention to it. And I want you to go take care of yourself anyway. But we'll do this again.
Okay.
www.liberhotomyacademy.org for more information. Dr. Julianne Cooper, you take care of yourself.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm filling in for Kate. I'm George. I'll be right back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and a good morning to all of you. I think you'll have a very nice treat with my next guest. She is the senator from our state, which is New Hampshire, but everybody in the world knows her of now, and she was a former attorney general as well in our state. I'd like to introduce to the airways Senator Kelly Ayotte. Good morning, Senator.
Great to be with you, George.
Haven't talked to you in a while. I mean, I've been looking at your schedule, and do you, I mean, you've been so busy. Do you realize that it's 1 degree outside?
It's very cold in New Hampshire right now, but I've been doing I did 6 town halls in the last 2 days.
I know
you. Getting around the state.
I was thinking about it. You're like on tour, you know, but it needs to be done.
You come and ask me questions. It's good.
I know, and it does need to be done. And amongst the vibe, because I do this every day, of the country losing its faith in those that they have put in that are elected, I want to keep the fire burning. If they don't know about you, I invite them to go to your website and read about you, and you continue to carry on the fight for the everyday person. You've got your hands in a lot of things right now. Last week, let's go there first. If you weren't doing what you were doing, and others besides yourself, I tell you, the feds themselves would bury Benghazi so that nobody ever talks about it again.
That's a problem. This thing from the beginning. So last week, essentially, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a bipartisan report, which made clear that those of us that have been focusing on this from the beginning, what we thought and suspected. They found that the individuals affiliated with the terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, Ansar al-Sharia, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and another Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, Mohammed Jamal Network, participated in the September 11th attack on our consulate that killed our ambassador and 3 other brave Americans. And, you know, there's some that have been trying to deny that, including the administration. So, and one of the biggest concerns I have, George, is the president on September 11th promised to bring the perpetrators to justice. No one has been held accountable, George. In fact, we have people, there's a guy who's the former commander of Ansar al-Sharia who's alleged to have been there that night. He's given many interviews in the press, having coffee in cafes in Libya. Have we done anything about picking the people up responsible? No. And for the victims, it's wrong. We got to hold those people, find them, bring them to justice. And there has not been action on that.
Senator Kelly Ayotte, it's got to be frustrating. I know it's frustrating from the everyday person's point of view to try to get a thing done. You're battling something that most people would wish you'd go away right now. The bottom line is that no one's been held accountable for these attacks that killed four Americans.
We can't allow the truth to go away. And you brave, poor, brave Americans. You're right, George.
And you have some support from some others, and I guess I continually do this every day. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, so keep on squeaking, Senator.
I will, because, you know, I'm a former prosecutor, and the stories that were told, let's not forget, right after this, that this is a reaction to a video, you know, Ambassador Susan Rice goes on all the Sunday shows, Al-Qaeda's been decimated. That was not what happened. And so we got to get to the bottom of it. Most of all, for those victims, we'll find out the terrorists who did this and hold them accountable.
How do you go about your business daily, Senator, when from outside looking in and you keep the enthusiasm, which constantly looks like an uphill battle? Today, of course, you're out speaking about things and you're talking about the economy. And we already know we have a major problem here. But, I mean, you've gone down to the point where you know the numbers. And we're borrowing $2 billion a day. Those numbers to me, I can't even comprehend them. So you have that uphill battle, you have this uphill battle, and there's a ton of other things. How do you keep the enthusiasm to keep fighting for us?
I keep the enthusiasm because, you know, George, kind of that New Hampshire common sense. And also, I'm the mother of two children. I got a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. We live in a great country, but when we're so far in debt, over $17 trillion, and our economy is not in a position that it should be because some of the policies in Washington make it harder to create jobs. You know, that gets me fired up because I think to myself, hey, why aren't we doing the things that need to be done for our country? And so that gives me energy and passion for this job.
When you're on the Senate floor, Senator Kelly Ayotte, and you're speaking again, I want to return to Benghazi. You know, what responses are you getting down there? They can hear you loud and clear. Everybody can watch it on C-SPAN. Everybody knows what's going on. I mean, and when you get mum, that's going to make you crazy.
Yeah, it does. The other thing that I think makes me crazy about the Benghazi situation is that there's been no accountability in the State Department. Again, the Senate Intelligence Committee's report really confirmed all of the warnings that were ignored about the security at the consulate and the State Department. No one's been held accountable for it. In fact, you know, the August 16th, Ambassador Stevens sends a cable to the State Department headquarters basically saying, talking about the Islamist militias and al-Qaeda training camps near Benghazi, the fact that the conflict did not withstand a coordinated attack. Again, we saw it coming September 11th. I mean, that is obviously the anniversary of the attacks on our country. You know, to not have the right security posture there that day, that really bothers me.
Well, you continue to read about Benghazi, and we have a big thing coming up for the world in Russia with the Olympics.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm a little concerned. I'm not gonna dwell on it, but it is in the back of my mind.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we know that in history, the Olympics has been the target in the past. Hey, we're really proud of our athletes. We want them to be able to perform and to be involved in their sports without worrying about their safety. But let's hope and pray that nothing happens at the Olympics. I know that all of our intelligence and our countries around the world are focusing on this. But let's hope we have an incident-free Olympics so that we can celebrate our great athletes.
Guns, briefly. Well, big talk in the United States of America, especially in our state over the last week as well. Why don't you tell the public how you feel about it ever since some of the tragedies and just guns in general from your perspective?
Yeah, well, first of all, obviously it's really important. I'm a strong supporter of our Second Amendment to the Constitution, the individual right to keep and bear arms to defend yourself. And so when we look at areas where we've got to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and those who are found to be a danger to themselves or others, adjudicated to be dangerously mentally ill. And so those are the things I think we need to work on. But also, when we've looked at these horrible tragedies that have happened, George, mental health, we have mental health issues really arising over all of them, whether it's the horrible tragedy in Newtown, whether you have the situation where, obviously, Aurora, Virginia Tech. And so I've been working on a number of bipartisan mental health bills to improve early detection, improve our mental health system, so that we can get some of these people help before they commit these horrible acts.
Before you came as Senator, Senator Kelly Ayotte joined us. You were an attorney general here in our state. Then, of course, you prosecuted with that high-profile capital murder of our Manchester police officer and Michael Briggs, which resulted in a conviction and a death penalty sentence. And, you know, the talk around here is, you know, I really highly doubt that this guy will ever be executed anyway. By the time it all gets to it, they'll abolish the whole thing. When you think about that, you don't have much time to think about it, but what goes through your mind?
Well, what goes through my mind is this, George. Recently, the Supreme Court affirmed the conviction of Michael Addison, who murdered Mike Briggs, who was a decorated police officer, father, two boys. And I get really disappointed by the fact that, that obviously that we would take a step that would actually potentially impact that case to overturn that verdict. And I worry about that. As someone who worked directly on that case, and it was a career criminal who murdered Mike Briggs in the line of duty. Mm-hmm. And, the problem we have with those career criminals is that sometimes they have nothing to lose, even taking the life of the police officer, mm-hmm. and that was that case that I prosecuted personally. And again, the Supreme Court's already said there haven't been legal errors in that case. It's that one more step of review on the sentence, on the state level, on the actual death sentence. But the legal errors have already, this year, the conviction has been affirmed.
Amazing. You still keep an eye on what's going on with that when you...
Well, I keep an eye on because, obviously, I worked on the case personally. I still know the police officers, at the Manchester Police Department and the lead investigator I still keep in touch with about the case, mm-hmm. because it's something I worked on personally.
Okay, well, you can go back on tour now. You spent a little time with me, so everything's all set. I start to get nervous if I don't talk to you once every 4 months,
Well, I look forward to talking to you again even sooner than 4 months, George. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Senator. Be safe.
All right, you take care. Bye.
Senator Kelly Ayotte. Made the stage, towards the big GOP convention in front of the world. She had been a very new senator at the time, but I know her personally, have sat across from her, broke bread, and got to know her over the years anyway, as well as you can, and she's one of those things that we call a keeper when we're trying to go about things of our business, which is taking care of our families and letting them do what they need to do down there. She just does not stop. She's a pit bull. And we need more like it. And I just wanted to reach out to her so everybody else could get a taste of what we have. And, a senator can work on issues that are concerning a state specifically, but a lot of them do things that are for the betterment for all of us, and she does do a lot of that as well, and she's going to continue to squeak down there until she gets some answers that we all have been waiting to see. I am George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. This is our final night of that. I thank you so much for taking the time to be with me. I know what it's like when you have a new host sitting in the chair, but soon enough, she'll be back from Hawaii and be with you. It's time for us to take a break, and I'll be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney, who's in beautiful 85-degree Hawaii. I spoke to her about 4 hours ago, and she's snorkeling with turtles. While I'm freezing over here in 5-degree weather at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I have something special for you. You know, I am a car buff. I've been a car buff my whole life since I was a kid. I learn about them still today. And this time of the year, I always get excited, too, because the car shows come out and all the new stuff comes out. And technology is far beyond anything that I had thought, and I'm sure Henry Ford thought way back when. But I found a gentleman that has taken it to a whole different level when it comes to repairing cars and cars in general. And his name is Eric, and he has a, I don't know what you call it, but he has a YouTube channel, and his name is, guess what? Eric the Car Guy. Eric the Car Guy, welcome to the Kate Delaney America show, Tonight Show, and I'm George.
Thank you very much.
Now, first, before we get there, I want to know who gave you the label Eric the Car Guy.
I gave me the label Eric the Car Guy. let's put it this way. My mom named me Eric, and I took the car guy and added it on there.
So I guess, did you go to school for automotive repair or anything when you were younger?
Indeed, I did. Mm-hmm. I went to school at Rosedale Technical Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I had a really great time there. They gave me just what I needed to basically start out as a technician in the field, and I did really well.
And besides what you learn in the school, it's a whole different ballgame when you're out there turning nuts and bolts, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, school was like the foundation, and then you build on that with the experience, which pretty much means you broke a lot of stuff and learned what not to do.
And spent a lot of money.
Yeah, and on tools. Yeah. I forget about
how long have you been, working on cars?
Well, honestly, I was working on my bikes as a kid, and I started working on cars actually before I could drive when I was about 15. So it's just something I just always had an affinity for. I always just felt comfortable being dirty and playing with old rusty things.
So I would assume that right after school you went to work in the automotive industry for someone.
I was actually fortunate enough to get a job before I actually graduated. So
because of your proficiency, Eric, the car guy. That's why.
You know, you want to say something like that, but the truth actually is I actually got fired from a job for working on cars on the weekends. I was actually only supposed to be pumping gas at a gas station, but somebody came in on the weekend when nobody was there, said that they had problems with their brakes. I said, no problem, I'll help you. Boss found out about it. Next thing I know, I was looking for a job. So.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely not as old as I am, because you don't remember the days that they were pumping gas and they were actually washing your windshield and checking your oil, do you? Did they do?
Actually, that was me.
That was you? Okay.
I had that job.
But then you went a little further and decided to do brakes.
Well, it was sort of like that, because I got to tell you, if you ever want to see the world, sometimes just staying in one place, you can see many, many things. And where I used to work is no longer there anymore, but it was one of the last full-service gas stations, and all kinds of people would come in there from all different walks of life. And, you know, I got a chance to know them through their cars. It's interesting how people wear their cars like clothes sometimes. Mm. And I sort of got a feel for the people and their cars with that job. So, in a way, it kind of laid the foundation for everything that came after.
I'm George Russell speaking with Eric the Car Guy, filling in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. So, like most people that go out on their own, you decided to go out on your own.
In a way, I was kind of forced out. I was working at the dealership, and one thing led to another. I got involved with somebody who actually was doing some not-so-great things at the dealership, and management decided that I was tied into this person, so they let us both go on the same day.
Mm.
After that, I decided, well, you know, I just didn't want to get back into the repair industry. I wanted to do something else. And actually, for a time before I was let go, I was working in video production. I started my own video production company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working, videotaping weddings, doing some corporate things. And, you know, I wasn't doing great with it. It was something to do on weekends, but I really had a passion for it.
Yeah, that experience, along with your automotive experience, has come into Eric the Car Guy with hundreds of thousands of views with your videos on how to repair cars, because you use your video proficiency with the automotive, and look at the recipe.
You got it. You got it. That was exactly what happened. With the video production experience and the mechanical experience, I decided to put them together, and that's when Eric the Car Guy was born.
Okay, but, you know, not only do you do that, and there's a lot of people that do them, but you have a talent to teach, you speak well, and you're very good at what you do. And the one thing that I really admire is you're not throwing stuff. There's no swearing. You haven't lost your mind. You have tackled some major jobs, and along the way you're talking and you're teaching. And I don't really think you know how many people you've actually helped. Because of all the ones that may comment and write to you, there's 100,000 that don't, you know.
Well, I appreciate every one of them, because they've allowed me to do the very thing that I do today. So for me, it's a two-way street. As much as I've helped them, they've helped me as well, and I'm in a much better place now being Eric the Car Guy than I was being a technician. And it's something I feel very passionate about, and like I said, very grateful for being where I am and doing what I do.
But you are a technician still.
I don't really consider myself a technician anymore, because I don't get up every day and work on cars. I basically manage and run Eric the Car Guy, which honestly is a job in and of itself, trust me.
But you have to work on cars if you're going to keep Eric the Car Guy.
Oh, I do, and I have plans to work on more. In fact, I'm kind of going to be looking for a cameraman here pretty soon, so I can actually...
Now you're growing now.
Well, it would be great, you know, because working on cars is one thing. Filming working on cars is something different altogether. Oh,
I watched one of them when you put one of those new helmet cams on. Listen, you might not think you're funny sometimes, but I find some of the stuff hilarious. I'm dying over here watching some of them.
You know, I try to tell my wife that all the time, and, you know, there are times when I guess my humor doesn't go over too well.
No, you gotta get it, you know, and the whole thing, it's just like me. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. All of her listeners that are used to them, they're probably ready to throw me off the radio, but, you know, once you get to know somebody a little bit, you know, you get to see it. You get to see it, and then you buy into it. But personally speaking, I think there are hundreds hundreds of people that can learn the simplest things from watching your videos that they don't have to go out and spend an arm and a leg on. And that was the objective of this whole thing. You can do a lot and save a lot of money, and everybody knows that things are tight these days with cars, even though they're becoming a little bit more technical than you and I probably ever thought they would, you know?
Well, I'm trying to demystify that, and that's part of the whole philosophy behind my tagline, Stay Dirty. It's not so much a physical state of being. It's more of a state of mind.
Yeah.
It's a fact that, you know, if you apply yourself and you have a bit of understanding with what you're doing, you might be surprised at what you're capable of, and that's what I'm about. I'm an enabler, if you will, and I just try to put it out there so that the people can take the information, especially the people that can't afford auto repair.
Well, you're a super nice guy, very approachable. I would, you know, imagine, you know, you've started a thing now where you do question and answers. I mean, this is a full-time gig, man. I mean, you've got it to the point right now where if you didn't want to take a break, you wouldn't have to take a break.
Well, I took a break recently, and I almost regret it because it took me 2 weeks to catch up after taking 2 weeks off.
You have created a Frankenstein, dude.
In a way, yes.
Eric the Frankenstein.
Like I said, it's really worked out, and I'm really grateful of you doing what I'm doing because I got to tell you, it's awesome.
So, if anybody wants to go and visit your YouTube channel, what is it anyway?
It's Eric the Car Guy.
And you have a website.
Indeed, EricTheCarGuy.com.
And is there any difference between the two?
Well, the YouTube videos are basically where a lot of the discovery happens. That's where a lot of people find me. But what I've done is I've spent a great deal of time, effort, and money, along with my web developer, Wyatt Talley, to try to put together a place where people could go and get answers. Because one of the things that I ran into, you know, not long after I started doing this was an email box that was just completely overflowing. There are a lot of people out there looking for individualized help, and, you know, they're all asking me these things, and there's only one of me, but there's a whole lot of them. Mm. So what I did was I tried to make EricTheCarGuy.com a place where they could go, they could get answers, or at least get a general idea of where to look, and in addition to that, I have a forum to where if they can't find the answers through, you know, all the things that I have available on the website, they can ask their questions in our forum, and it's not just me. But a lot of really great people have come there and contributed to that. And it's become a place where a lot of people are getting help.
I'm laughing because I can imagine you opening up your email and you get an email from some guy in Ireland that says, "Hey, Eric, I got some clunking in the back of my car. It's going kink, 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 kink."
That is not far from the truth. I mean, all over the world. It's just bizarre the emails I get and the places they're from. I mean, they're the Philippines. I was surprised with all the stuff I got from the Philippines.
What kind of cars are they driving over there? Has been USA-made vehicles or what?
They've got some different things over there. They're just, you know, there's still some, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes. But,
well, look, listen, I wish you the best. I'm going to have you on again. I want to see how you're faring 6 months from now, you know. And it's good for everybody to go stop by, learn a couple things, and he's easy and approachable, and he just makes things so easy for you. You could spend thousands of dollars going to a technical school to sit and watch 2 to 3 hours of what this guy's doing and learn quite a bit. So I want to just tell you I appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, George. I appreciate this very much.
Anytime, Eric.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.